We've now been joined by Evenwood Running Club, or not everybody from Evenwood Running Club, I'd say, just four of them anyway. And we've got Mark Bagnell, Paul Tucker, Samantha Tucker and David Bagnell. Right, gents, on lady. Right, lady, I've got to say that now. Sorry. You did your run last week. Come on, Paul, tell me how it went.
It went really well. It was probably the best event I've ever taken part in as a runner.
It
was such an emotional day. Everybody came together and there was tears, laughter. It went so smoothly, as smoothly as it could go. And the organisation was brilliant and the whole day was just a total success.
So you enjoyed it in a masochistic sort of way?
I did, yes.
David, you weren't actually running because the last time you and you had a big pot on your leg.
Yeah.
So what were you doing?
I did support the night shift with my bike. I knew we'd wrecked the route a few times, 2 or 3 days wrecking, so I kind of knew the night shift, the route quite well. So just jumped on my bike and lit the road up for the runners behind us, really. So that's about it, really.
That's about it. But yeah. But you did do a lot of organising as well.
Yeah, but it's part of the... That's the enjoyable part for me. I like to do things like that, but, you can organise something so you're blue in the face, but achieving it, that takes true grit, determination and people like what we've got at the club to actually make sure that it's a success, and it was down to that. You can tick all the boxes with your organisation, but if you ain't got the right people doing what they're doing out there running, it isn't going to happen.
It's going to happen, that's great. Now, Samantha, you told me that you ran the night shift.
I did, yes.
So what was the night shift?
It was great. My stint was 12:30, and it was Winletter Pass to Keswick, just short of 6 miles. 1 mile uphill and the rest downhill. So my stretch was quite good.
Except for the first part.
The first part was really difficult. I just felt terrible. Getting into the stride.
But then again, at 12:30, who doesn't feel terrible at night, you know?
But the encouragement of David was great.
So the camaraderie was great.
Yes, it was. It was fantastic. It wasn't pitch black, though.
Wasn't pitch black.
Because the torches on their bikes were fantastic.
So the torches were good, were they? Go on, David. So what were you doing? Sorry, Mark.
I did Lawswater to Winletter, about 9 miles. That was...
It's a long one.
As it was getting dark as well. But it wasn't completely dark because we had a 3/4 moon and we could see it did light us up a little bit and the bikes behind and in front and everything. So it was good, it was enjoyable.
You're all saying it's enjoyable.
Yeah, it was.
So it's a group question. Yeah. Do it again next year?
Something different.
Similar as a club, you're going to do something similar.
I think we'll probably try and aim to do something. It's been so successful. I think the idea of do something like this on a regular basis, yearly basis, would be nice.
Would be
just
fantastic.
The togetherness that you get through it is unbelievable.
Now, Samantha, you actually organised the horse racing night, didn't you? Yeah. So how did that go? How much did you raise there?
Just about £2,000.
So how did it go? So
that was really good.
Really good.
We sold tickets actually for the race night, £5 per person. And the man who did the race night for us, he said, "I've never known anybody sell tickets to actually go into a race night because you make your money." But we did. We sold tickets for £5, and we had a full house. We had about 250 there, David, didn't we?
Yeah.
So you had a good night then.
Good night.
Sam didn't just organise neither. She also on the night never stopped all night. She even served, cooked and served pie and peas for 200 people as well.
They were bought in pies.
That was
warmed up.
I was just going to ask the question: did you make them?
No, I didn't.
Right, but then again, I mean, it's still time, isn't it? And you know, in the warm kitchen, and you're doing.
But we have a great stewardess at Tyndall. At Evenwood Workman's Club, Alison Smart.
And she
was absolutely fantastic.
So we've
had a lot of help, and David, again, we can't thank him enough for what he's done. He was brilliant. Posters, he's so professional. It's unbelievable, really.
So, good question. You were raising money for, it was the Air Ambulance and Teesdale and Weardale
Mountain Rescue.
So, how much have you raised? Have you raised your target? Because you were looking for about $5,000.
The original target was $5,000, yeah. But we think we've gone past that now. We've got the buckets to count and individual sponsors to count as well.
I think we're well in excess of 5,000.
But if people still want to give,
they can.
Yes.
How do they do it?
They can go. There's still the Just Giving site is on Facebook. If they want to do that, on Sunday after the race, I had £50 or £60 donated, so it's still there for people to go on to. If they know anybody in the club, just drop some money off to them.
Give them a tenner as they go by.
Give them a tenner as they go by. Yes.
As long as you can catch them, as long as they're not running.
Or they can always call into Evenwood Club and, you know, put some money in the behind the bar for us if they want to.
Not literally behind the bar for you to drink.
No, not for drinks. No.
It was behind the bar for us, a donation.
Yes.
It's a great story, folks, and it's great for your area and for your club. So you're going to do something next year. So is it going to be bigger and better, or is it just going to be something a little smaller?
Oh, it's going to be bigger and better.
Challenging?
Oh, it has to be, doesn't it? We haven't got any. The idea will be by Christmas we'll have something set in stone of what we're going to do, and it gives us 6 months to plan it. But we're not even thinking about that just yet.
Well, this one took 3 months, didn't it?
Yeah, we've still got to close this one out. I mean, the work that's gone into this, not just by the runners, but I mean our secretary Gary Atkinson, he's done an amazing
job. Yeah, you had a great story about Gary. I mean, you had a time, and he said that this person will do this leg and they'll do it in about this time. Yes. And overall, he was 15. You were 15 minutes outside the time scale. That's absolutely brilliant.
He needs to be more accurate next year.
Yeah, he's going to be more accurate next year, is he? So the pressure's on, Gary. If you're listening, the pressure's on. You've got to be down to the second.
Yeah.
Yes. 0.1, 0.2.
We'll
give it a little leeway.
So, what about? Is there a challenge on for any other clubs, local clubs, you know, to do something similar?
Well, the gauntlet's out there, isn't it, really, if they want to take it up, I suppose.
Well, I would recommend it to any of the local club. Yeah. Because
when we were speaking off there, you said the camaraderie and the whole thesis, the fun and the stuff. He's telling me about somebody who did a PB on a 10K.
Yeah, Mark Fletcher actually did his 4 o'clock in the morning, running from Greystoke into Penrith. He had about 8, nearly 9 miles to do, and his first 10K was his fastest he's ever run 10K, so he's up at 4 o'clock every morning now.
Yeah, I can understand that. I'd be doing that just to get my best time in, I'd be honest, you know.
Every runner ran it as if they were running a race, the effort that went into it, and you know, at the end of most of the legs, the emotions were through the roof of people being ecstatic, as if they'd finished the London Marathon winning it or something like that. The emotion was so high, because they get to the transition point.
It was a great feeling as well when you were running, you could see the bus in the distance, and then everybody got off the bus and cheered and clapped, and that just
so it's just motivated you for the next leg that you had to run.
And then the next two ones couldn't wait to start their leg and do it again.
Now then, where's the pebble?
It's in Evenwood somewhere, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, Tony's got that, hasn't he? Yeah.
Explain about that, please.
I think we picked up a pebble from Whitehaven, dipped it in the sea, and that became sort of a baton, really, to go from one group to the next and right the way to the finish, put it in the sea at the end, and we kept all of it. And Tony said he's going to get it engraved and put it in some sort of case, and I thought, if you're going to do that, I've got a better looking pebble, really. It's just the first thing I found on the floor.
It's a great story, folks, and well done for doing it. I mean, the charities are going to be, you know, much off for this. So all I can say is, on the behalf of the charities, thanks a lot, folks, and most of all, thanks for coming in and sharing it with us.
Thank you.
It's Mark, Paul, Samantha, and David. Thanks a lot, folks. Thanks again.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.